getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Alrighty, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. What a week, what a week. Holy moly. I am telling you, I can't believe that I finally got the show started this week. Every time I sat down in front of this microphone and got ready to hit the theme song and grab the microphone button here, the phone's been ringing. What is with the phone ringing and ringing and ringing? Who is calling? It's nobody. That's who. It's pointless. Poo-poo caca, get off my phone. The phone just rings and rings, and I think it might be important. I better go answer it. Well, of course, there's no ringing phone in the studio, so I got to get up, get out of the room, go over to the other room, get the phone, and I look on the caller ID, and I don't understand it, and it's credit card people selling stuff, or join our credit card and save interest, but it's coming up as something else on the caller ID, so you know it's probably not legitimate. Then my son calls, then my wife calls, phone keeps ringing. We are going to try to do this show, and it's not even my cell phone. I shut that off. It's the phone out in the other room. If the phone rings during the Oompa Hour, I am not going to get it. Jeez, what a week. Holy cow. Snowing like the dickens up here in northern Minnesota. We'll talk about that later. Things are out of control. Let's just play some darn music and get it rolling. Oh, look, there's the Dynadukes over here sitting right there on the turntable. That's very convenient of them. This is the Down Home Polka to get things rolling.
A soldier traveling around the land may see a lot of sights. He might walk through the forest or see the city lights. He may travel around the world, but no matter where he'd roam, I think the place he'd rather be is right inside his home. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me. Family life is hard at times, like pebbles in the sand. A family might break up and move across the land. But if they think it over, I'm sure they will agree. There's much more love in family life, and that's where they should be. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me.
We're rolling with another edition of the Oompa Hour. It's always good once you get the first record done, you know. There's the Dynadukes and the Down Home Polka as the Oompa Hour's rolling your way for another week. Nothing but great old-time records like we do every week here on the show. Old-time polkas, waltzes, and whatnot. We just kind of go through the stacks of records and see what happens here. Man, I'm telling you, this has just been the nuttiest week. I don't even know where we left off last week about me telling you about stuff going on. And I don't even know if you care, but I tell you anyway because it gives me a chance to change the records. Oh, how ridiculous is that? Snowing up here, northern Minnesota. Last weekend, we got like, I don't know, 8 inches of snow or something. Last weekend, I had my knee replaced, I'm coming up on a month now since the surgery. Man, that went fast. And so it's preventing me from doing things like shoveling, running the snowblower, driving anything with a clutch, which keeps me out of the plow truck. And so we got all this snow last weekend. And the wife fires up the snowblower on Saturday. And then the next day she fires it up again and goes to move the lever from the choke position to the run position, and the lever breaks off. Well, we figure it was frozen in place. So she leaves it outside running with the choke on, and smoke, of course, is belching out of it. Because the choke is on. Honey, can you come look at this? Why, no, because I can't even kneel down to get down to it to look at it right now, because my knee doesn't bend that way yet that much. So she leaves it idle while they're diddling around with it, and has filled the house, all our clothes, and everything around with the smell of exhaust. And it's been a week, and stuff still smells like exhaust, and I don't know where it's coming from. But man, yeah, we've had to call the plow guy twice since we were all together for another edition of the Oompa Hour. We've snowblowed about four times. Then last night, we pick up another, 6 or 8 inches of snow. Now the forecast for tomorrow says snow, which may be heavy at times, which is not something you want to read in your forecast. It's a beautiful winter wonderland outside. You come and move it out of my driveway then. Anyway, it's been a week here in northern Minnesota. I am telling you right now, what do we have? Oh, it's the Pizza Polka by the Timbers with the Al Soika Orchestra.
Oh, the Ferris wheels are wheeling, and the flying horses flying, and the roller coaster's rolling, rolling high, high, high. I can feel that crazy feeling, and my heart's Virginia reeling to the happy, happy music going bye, bye, bye. Goodbye to care and sorrow when the lights are bright. No, it's back to work tomorrow. Oh, what fun tonight. Here's a place to get good eats, a man who makes terrific pizza. Hey, let's buy a pizza, try a pizza pie. As we go strolling down the boulevard, on the boulevard, down the boulevard, hand in hand is grand to swing along while we sing the pizza polka. Every jukebox comes that gay refrain, holiday refrain, happy little strain. Come on and join the sweethearts on parade, sing the merry pizza polka.
Darling, please kiss me.
Hey, mister, please, 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 try my pizza pie.
Tell me you love me.
Hey, lady, you will love, love, love the pie you buy. Say you'll be mine, dear.
Hey, what's the matter holding up the line?
Mine to have at home.
Pizza's getting cold.
Here in my arms. As we go strolling down the boulevard, on the boulevard, down the boulevard, hand in hand it's grand to swing along while we sing the pizza polka. From every jukebox comes that gay refrain, holiday refrain, happy little strain. Come on and join the sweethearts on parade, sing the merry pizza polka. The merry pizza polka.
Pizza polka. I don't know. I see in my head a musical shot in like the late 1940s, and all of a sudden in a carnival setting, and all of a sudden these guys were knocking over skeet balls or something at an arcade, and they came to the pizza stand and they all broke into song in a colorful Technicolor dance number. That's what I see when I hear that. The Merry Pizza Polka, that's the Timbers with Al Soika and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. We are off. This show is full of fire and brimstone this week. I'm telling you, I've already complained at least twice, and we're only two records into the show. What is going on here today? I'm telling you what. Okay, before we get to the next record, let's mention World of Accordion's museum, shall we, and invite you to pay him a visit. Not today. There's a lot of snow around this part of the country right now. It's beautiful if you're into that kind of outdoor snow thing. I am not. I used to love winter because I liked the challenge. What? It's 32 below and we've got 14 inches of new snow? I can make it to work. Well, now I still make it, but I'm very grumpy about it. But at the World of Accordions Museum, they'll always cheer you up. Look them up online, worldofaccordions.org. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have concerts, jam sessions and events and workshops and all kinds of stuff happening throughout the nicer weather time of the year up here in the upper Midwest. So check them out online. It's really cool. They have the accordion and concertina technicians and repair school. It's amazing. If you've never seen it, if you're hearing about it for the first time, go to your computer after the show. Maybe you're listening to the show on the computer. People could be streaming. You could be sitting right there balancing your checkbook, working on your computer, reading an article, and listening to the Yumpa Hour. You could go there, worldofaccordions.org, and check it out. Benny Prill over here on turntable number one. This is the Mailman Polka. Have it, the Mailman Polka, Benny Prell on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Spinning the records. We do it every week here on the show. Glad to have you along with us for another week. Now I'm confused. I think that record was in the wrong sleeve. I hate when that happens. We'll get them sorted out. I always love the name of Ray Champa and his Polka Champs. I don't know why it seems like the perfect, one of the most perfect polka band names, I think. That's a vintage record. It's the Glen Park Polka. With Ray Champa and his Polka Champs on Holiday Records. Out of Cleveland, Ohio, let's polka, shall we? We'll be right back. I got Ray Champ and his Polka Champs there, the Glen Park Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Man, I'm glad I got the record sleeve sorted out, because I almost had the Ray Champa record in the wrong sleeve to put the next record in the wrong sleeve. Screw up the whole darn record system around here. And you know what that means? That means I am now prepared to play two records from Red Sleeves in a row, which I don't think has ever happened before here on the Oompa Hour, because as we've discussed in the past, the records are divided up by ethnicity and put in color-coded sleeves to help me make sure I get a mix, so I don't sit here and play all Polish style or all German style. Well, could you imagine if you did a whole hour German style? Not that there's anything wrong with it, but that's a lot of tubas. Anyway, so we have Ray Champa there, and now we got Vern Meisner over here, and, you know, from your Slovenian-style polka playing, here's the Barroom Polka.
I know a lot of places for refreshments, taverns and saloons and cabaret. But as you paint the town, run a good place now. Remember one good point, don't call it a tavern joint, it's just a tap room. Pennsylvania, in Manhattan, it's a plush line club. It's just a gin mill, little Chicago.
Vern Meisner, that is the Barroom Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along with us for another exciting week here from beautiful northern Minnesota, sitting amongst all the snow this week. Holy cow, more on the way, I'm telling you. Hey, if you want to get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour, you can do that. We encourage it, as a matter of fact. You may phone or text to 218-259-2985 if you have a request or a question or whatever. That's 218-259-2985. You can email us, oompahour@aol.com. That is a very effective way also. And Facebook, Tim's Oompa Hour on Facebook is what it's called. Oddly enough, you think I would have shortened that up, but facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour will get you there. All those ways, get in touch with the Oompa Hour program. All right, we were just singing about the Barroom Polka, which we learned is a tavern. And so we were talking about German polkas. Here's the Six Fat Dutchmen, and there is a tavern in the town.
Thank you.
the Six Fat Dutchman. There is a tavern in the town. It is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That is what you have stumbled upon. Unless, of course, you've been here previously and arrived on purpose. That's what we do, though, is we play great old-time records for about an hour every week. So we're glad to have you along with us for another week. Still recovering from my knee replacement surgery. You talk about a tough week between the snow, and I was telling you about the exhaust, and the phone won't stop ringing. In fact, a week ago today, I overdid it at physical therapy. Now, I won't tell you the story because we don't have that kind of time. But when your physical therapist says, you can't do that, and you say, I think I can, and they say, no, you can't do that. And then you say, but if I did that, would I actually break or damage anything? And they're like, no, but you can't do that. And you say, but I think I can, and then you do? Don't. Let me just tell you that. And then she said, I can't believe you just did that, as the tears were streaming down my face. You got to take the advice of the professional. I was trying to push it, you know, in physical therapy. They always say, you know, if you can push it a little bit, it's good for you. So I tried pushing it. And so then I took too many pain pills and things got kind of dicey for a while there. Well, not too many. I took what was allowed. I took what my bottle said I could have, but it was clearly more than my body wanted, which made me a little weird for a couple of days. But all in all, things progressing nicely in the recovery from the knee replacement that I undertook a month ago, this coming Monday, as a matter of fact. So anyway, that's the news. Let's get it back to things here. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra and the Cracker Jack Polka. Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra. That's the Cracker Jack Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We play the old-time records for you every week here on the show. Glad to have you along with us for another week. I feel like I'm talking a lot this week and not playing as many records because the record stack is not getting as fat or as tall as the time is at going by over here on my trusty time-keeping device. Oh, yeah, clock. That's what that is. What would happen if you took the classic Charlie Daniels Band song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and you turned it into a polka? Well, you might get this from the Brass Connection.
was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind cause he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he come across this young boy squeezing the box and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a bar stool and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I play concertina too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a pretty good box, boy, but give the devil his due. I got a box of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you." Now the boy said, "My name's Jerry, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been.
Come on, Jerry, squeeze that box and push those buttons hard. All hell's broke loose in Chicago town, and the devil deals cards. And if you win, you get this shiny box that's made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he squeezed that golden box. He pulled that box apart so hard that it made an evil hiss. And when his band of demons joined in, it sounded something like this. "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done." Bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden box on the ground at Jerry's feet. Jerry said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, cause I've told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best that's ever been.
Come on, Jerry, squeeze that box and push those buttons hard. All hell's broke loose in Chicago town, and the devil deals your card. And if you win, you get this shiny box that's made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
All right, that's what happens if you take a Charlie Daniels band anywhere near the ballroom. Ah, you get that one. That is the Brass Connection, called the Devil and Jerry Darlak Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We always like to include a waltz in every show. I have selected one for us. So dancers, if you're ready, you want to slow it down a little bit, or maybe all you do is wait for the waltz every week so you can do that one. There's the Winter Garden Waltz, German style. It is Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman.
Thank you.
And his Roaring Bow Valley Dutchman here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldies show. That's the Winter Garden Waltz. It is winter. I'm looking out the window. I see no gardens. That's because they're all under 4 feet of snow. I don't understand, but that's the way she goes here on the Oompa Hour. What the heck? We're flying through the show this week. I don't know what the heck is going on here. Maybe I don't have as many records ready as I thought I did. I don't know. There's mass confusion at the Oompa Hour this week. Girls in Every Town is the name of our next selection. Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners, here you go.
La 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 la. We traveled all the highways, streets and many roads. The only thing we hope for is that it ever goes. From a distance to bring a happy sound, play for all our friends and girls in every town. La 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 la. Now all the single fellows meet all the single girls, the girls that dance the polka and all those fancy twirls. Listen for the beat and they listen for the sound. Pray for all our friends and girls in every town. La 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 la. Distance, we travel night and day. We're gonna watch you polka band sing and swing and sway. We're bringing you our music, we're bringing you our sound. Pray for all our friends and girls in every town. La 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 la.
Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners. here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We spin the records every week, get together, do this. This is all done live from beginning to end. I don't sit around editing and assembling a program. It's not computer-generated. I mean, obviously, you might be listening to it on a computer if you're listening to a stream or a webcast or a download. But on the other hand, you could be listening to it live over the airwaves on 25 radio stations around this great nation of ours. Yes, 25 radio stations have seen the light after 4 years of the Oompa Hour. And have picked it up, and they broadcast it live right into the air. You realize that goes on forever. Things broadcast over the air like that. They go out into space. And granted, as time goes on, it gets weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. But it keeps on going. We don't know. There could be Martians picking up the Oompa Hour right now. And they could be saying, we want to hear the Graniteers do the Chimney Sweep Polka. And who would I be to let down the Martians, huh? There you go, Graniteers there, Chimney Sweep Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and as long as we have all these tubas going, maybe Wally Ives would like to tell us about his Elsie Schultzenheim, huh?
You see eyes big and round, one is black and one is brown.
That's my Elsie Schultzenheim.
If she's tripping down the street and you notice two left feet,
that's my Elsie Schultzenheim.
She works for a doctor, she makes money quick. She stands right outside his store to make people sick. Pearly teeth are in her mouth, one points north and one points south.
That's my Elsie Schultzenheim.
kisses, they taste like vine, vine made out of turpentine.
That's my Elsie Schulzenheim.
When I kiss her, there's no fuss, like a hippopotamus.
That's my Elsie Schulzenheim.
She's got more elation than a nation, no doubt. It looks like a riot when her family goes out.
Oh, her shape is a total loss, 10 pounds less than any horse.
That's mine, Elsie Schulzenheim.
There you go, Wally Ives and my Elsie Schulzenheim. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. It's not his orchestra, by the way. It's Wally Ives and the Jolly Dutchman. Well, of course it would be. So there you have it. All Ice Cubes and Beer is over here on the other record player. But it says part two. Yeah, part two, the follow-up. It's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. Ray Budzulik and his orchestra. Let's find out what's going on.
Ice Cubes and Beer, part two.
Now that we're married and settled down, we have 5 children running around. They like to holler,
Mommy,
they
Daddy.
Like to cheer. They even sing our ice cubes and beer. We go out dancing Saturday night. I order scotch and she starts to fight. She says, oh Johnny, why not be nice? Buy me some beer with lots of ice. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. She is my honey, I love her dear. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. Time has gone by and we're getting old. She still drinks beer and she likes it cold. She don't like whiskey, she don't like wine. It's ice cubes and beer, oh, all of the time. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. She is my sweetheart, I love her dear. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer.
Yeah, I love it.
There's the rest of the story. Ray Budzulik and the orchestra there with Ice Cubes and Beer Part 2 featuring Ray on the vocals. Says so right here on the record, I guess. Putting his name on twice was way better than just once, I guess. All right, what else we got coming up? Oh, Ample Airs through the Lollipop Polka here in a second. And before we do any of that stuff, we should do this stuff.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost 5 decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, promised you ample airs. We're going to do the Lollipop Polka, and darn it, they are. Go Ample Air's Lollipop Polka here on the Oompa Hour. Now this next record is not really a record. It's a record. It's not really a polka or an old time record. It's more like an old time country record or a hillbilly record or western swing kind of record. And every time it comes around, I think it's not really, but it's on Polka Land Records. And Cousin Fuzzy made a lot of polka records, and I've always just found this record real amusing. So I'm just going to play it anyway. It's called I Can't Change It.
Now I know a lot of lazy men, you meet them every day. They never have a penny, always stony broke, they say. With me it's just the other way, I am a man of biz. I always have a dollar in my pocket and here it is. But I can't change it, I can't change it. The reason why I'll let you know is one I made myself, and so I can't change it, no matter how I try. But I hope to cheat a blind man in the sweet by and by. Now I was invited to a wedding down the street across the way. I went into a clothing store for a new hat yesterday. I found the one I wanted and the premises I quit. But when I come to try it on, the darn thing wouldn't fit. But I can't change it, I can't change it. Cause when the shopman turned his back, I stole a KD from the rack. And I can't change it, no matter how I try. For I'd be on the stone pile in the sweet by and by. Now I thought that I'd get married, like a lot of you foolish men. I found a girl and bought the ring, got married there and then. But when the thing was over, I was taken down a peg. Her hair, her eyes, her teeth were false, and she wore a wooden leg. But I can't change it, I can't change it. It was quite a surprise to me, half a woman and half a tree. But I can't change it, no matter how I try. But I'll chop her up for kindling in the sweet by and by. Say, my mother-in-law came to visit us for just a little while. You see, there was a reason on her face, she wore a smile. A baby girl was born to us, much happiness and joy. But just like Eddie Cantor, what we wanted was a boy. But we can't change it, we can't change it. I called the doctor from his bed, the doctor only shook his head. We can't change it, no matter how we try. But we hope to have a dozen in the sweet by and by.
Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys there, I Can't Change It, a Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Let's go out with a stomper. How about a cooker? Something that moves a little bit. Let's wrap her up this week with Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra. It's a well-worn record, so you know it's a good one. Here's the Blonde Secretary Polka. Wisniewski and is it Wisniewski or Witkowski? I can't remember which record I was playing. I know it's the Blonde Secretary Polka. Oh, it's Gene Wisniewski. Oh, yes. And his Harmony Bells Orchestra. As we wrap up another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Man, sometimes I feel like I'm just struggling here. Anyway, there you go. That's going to put the wraps on her for another week. We made it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to batter down and get ready for a little more snow around here.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by a World of Accordions Museum, the International Polka Association, Kebs Records. Back to do it again next week, and we're not buried in a snow pile avalanche, big pile of white fluffy stuff. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!